completes our public hearings for the evening. What I'd like to do before we go to our additional business is refer back to our hearings in case someone is waiting to see what we're, either online or, if you don't mind. So referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 2279, Ron Sutton. Comments, questions, actions you might desire?
I'd like to make a few comments.
Okay.
Arguello Road, I didn't say that right. I didn't pronounce it right. On the north end, where it meets Jefferson's Bridge Road, there's some houses that are 40 years old.
Right.
As you move south, it's a swamp, and they all bought it and built on it. That doesn't make this application right, but they bought into that flooding problem. That property was like that forever. 42 feet, that's standard. They said there's no 42 feet. Maybe there's no 42 feet on the south side, and there might not be on the north side, but on the east side, it's everywhere.
It's not relevant. 42
right.
feet
yeah,
permitted in MR zone. That's
right.
The end of that discussion. So.
That being said, when they put up that picture of the townhouses down at Fenwick, that doesn't fit there.
I agree.
That doesn't. That just doesn't work.
Yeah.
It just does not.
I agree
work.
With everything you just said, and I don't have a problem with it.
You know,
and
I don't.
Obviously, but that looked a little. I was surprised.
Yeah.
I have a question about. What you were asking were the front, the setback and all, because where are they measuring where their front setbacks are? Are they counting the road as part of that or what?
Correct. So it looks like, it looked to me that the driveway was being part of the 40. And you can have 10 in the rear and 30 in the front, as long as you achieve the aggregate of 40 between the two. So, or you can have 20 and 20. So it wasn't quite clear if they were all meeting the 40. So.
That's why I was just curious if they're counting the road as their frontage. So, which I wasn't allowed to do that when I built my house. So,
the driveway was definitely within the 40 at some
was
point.
It? Okay.
But we don't know. It could be partially the road as well. So,
that was.
And the fence would need a variance because it's more than 3.5 feet in the front yard setback. So,
right.
And if nothing else, even if. Whatever we do, I think saying the lighting can't be higher than 8 feet is probably a reasonable request for that area, so it's not.
I recall that one was before us, Mr. Wheatley, a while back when somebody had, because there was a motel there, right?
It still is, yeah.
Yeah, and it was somebody wanted to convert it, and it got denied years ago. I don't know what the reasoning was for that, but.
Well, it's interesting to me that it's zoned MR. There and that the MR density is 4 units to the acre, right? So if you had 4 3-bedroom condos, that would be 12 bedrooms, which is what's there now.
Right.
Or if you did 4 bedrooms, you'd have more than what's there now, but still permitted under the current zoning.
And at that point, it would fit in with its surroundings instead of just towering. It would be awful.
It's a shame the way the property looks now because it is so run down, so something needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any problem with the units being there, but like what you said, I was really surprised at the photo that they showed. That really, you know, if it's like a cottage type thing, fits more in the theme of the Bethany style, my personal opinion.
Well, yeah, and that's not anything that is a consideration in the ordinance.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what
right.
we
I
really
agree.
Have to deal with is do we want to
yep.
permit an additional 6 units on yep. a site that's...
And as far as the stormwater management, I feel like what they're going to be doing on this site will probably help some of the other properties behind them. It's only going to help them. They have the retainage ponds there.
That's why I asked the applicant. To clarify, would their stormwater management help alleviate the problem?
Actually, I wondered about that. I mean, not that I'm a soil manager or engineer, but when he said he was going to build up that one corner that floods, I'm like, well, where's the water going to go?
Build it up and keep it on their parcel
and then
swale it towards the stormwater.
I know that's
management.
The concept that you're supposed to follow.
Right.
Okay, that's all my questions.
Okay, so what's your pleasure for this evening?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to defer for further consideration for conditional use 2279 Ron Sutton.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2279 Ron Sutton. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.